welcome to episode 108 of the Conways podcast. Conways.
welcome.
The Conways are here.
We're here now.
Here's the Conways now.
Here's the big D.
The big DC and the big AC.
I'll swing you.
Air conditioning girl.
Dublin Council.
Dublin City Council.
Yeah, but that's DCC.
Yeah, Dublin City. DC Comics.
No. Dublin, DC, we could call you Deck Crosby.
I'd love if that was my name, Declan Crosby. I feel like that's probably...
I feel like you look like a Declan.
Do I? Is this the way Declan's...
What's wrong with your face?
Declan's look like this. Hi, I'm Declan.
I have to say, you've aged terribly this morning. Your face is all...
Because I had a shave.
Don't be shaving, you got hair all over the sink.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Did I though?
You did.
Yeah, and I cleaned.
You have it blocked.
It's not blocked.
It's always blocked. You have every sink in the house with something wrong with it. The tap is hanging out in the kitchen and the one in the bathroom is blocked from your hair. And it's all because of you. You keep doing it.
I'll do what I want.
No, you won't do what you want.
We went to the Fairy House Market, didn't we?
Yeah, Darren went to the Fairy House Market because there was a car boot part on it. And the chap is obsessed with Pokemon cards.
No,
like,
not.
I mean, he's spending about 10 grand so far on all the crap.
We didn't know.
Like, you can't swing a cat in their apartment and the thing is just flooded with Pokemon cards. And I says, give them to a child that'd love them like the base cards. No.
Yeah, did anyone give me them Pokemon kids when I was a child?
No.
No, they didn't.
Because your mum used to buy them for you all the time you were around.
They're only £4.
Well, then what's your problem? Our kids can't get them nowadays because the likes of you. We went into Smith's the other day because he wanted to get an ETB, right? And while we were walking out, two grown adults were running into
in
the
Snickers
shop.
In Snickers bottoms? Like in workwear?
Running into the shop. I nearly died and...
legged it in.
I was like, not like, one child
fresh off the
queue,
site.
Like,
fresh off the site on a break or something.
It's disgraceful. Like,
what do you mean I'm taking away from kids?
Yeah, not letting the children buy them.
Because it's not like I'm taking away from kids. I'm opening them. There's people that take them white from kids or people that just
I'm putting them up
resell
on
them for like £100 or whatever.
I'm putting them up on eBay.
And adverts on it.
It's fucking terrible.
I ripped them.
Yeah, but like the likes of people that are going around and like going around every shop and have loads of people out and buying every single box and then putting up double of the price.
It's ridiculous.
It's...
They've ruined it.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Remember you used to be able to buy them in the shops when you went into the newsagents?
Still can.
Yeah, but they're not the ones that people want. You go into Smith's and the things are gone within 10 minutes. It's terrible.
Oh. I just looked on the Smith's website yesterday when I was walking by, literally by chance, and it just came up that they're in stock. I was like, I'm going in there to get two of them.
And I can't believe there wasn't a queue to get them.
I know, but they were gone in like 20 minutes.
But the day we were running in, weren't
we? What did you think of the Fairy House Market?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, back to that. Yeah, it was alright.
What would you give it out of 10? 8.3.
Like, for a morning out, like, I'd give it, about 8.3.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder where, like, food reviewers get that from? Like, the 0.3.
Yeah,
the
I know.
0.2 or the 0.1, like.
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
I know. Yeah.
Like, oh, give that burger 8.2. Why not just an 8?
I know, or an 9.
What's the 0.2 all about?
Even a 0.5 is fucking stupid, isn't it?
What are you on about, like? Oh, look at me.
Not real, aren't I?
What are you doing that for?
No, they actually are very annoying.
Look at them. Who? Tell them.
Who?
Them. Watch them. Tell them what you want to say about it.
Say about what, Darren?
0.4.
It's your issue, not mine. Mine is grown-ass adults running into Smiths like bleeding hooligans. What are you saying?
Nothing. Just pointing at the camera. That's a great clip. That'd be a great clip. That is going to go viral.
You always think you're going to go viral.
I know. I never do that.
Are you tired?
No, I'm all right.
You look it.
You tired?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
From what?
I don't know. I've never felt so tired.
Carrying me?
Carrying this relationship. Oh, God. Come here.
What?
How has your week been?
I don't know.
What?
Didn't tell me. You were with me all week.
I wasn't with you all week.
Yeah, you were.
No. I've been dossing.
You know, you just said that twice there.
Yeah, but I'm waiting on you to say, where were you dossing?
Where were you dossing?
Outside Smith's watching all the adults.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, stop. And then we went to this Pokemon event thing as well there the weekend, right?
God.
It was like this pop-up thing. Darren goes, will we just go? And I was like, I don't mind. We weren't doing it.
Like two tables.
But three tables.
Couldn't even get in. And people were like shouldering me and all. Like you're about 50, mate.
Yeah. Like.
Fake, like.
And God loved them. There was actually some kids there with binders with their little cards and all in them. And they're trying to get in at the table. And they couldn't because of all these bleeding
I'll just
people.
Go over and look at that collection and go, I'll give you €10 for that one. And then they'd be like, yeah, I really want €10. I'm like, sick, no.
No, but you couldn't even get in. Like, they were, like, busting you out of the way, you know.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible event as well. Wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't terrible, like, it's just that.
It was a bit shite. Like, we walked in and we were like, fuck this, and gone.
Walked, literally done that thing in The Simpsons. You know that meme where it's like, Homer. Is it Homer comes in and he just, like, goes back out with the hat, or is it Grandpa or something?
No, I don't know.
You know that meme? He just comes in and out. Is it like you forget his hat or something? Do you know that one?
I was like, yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so basically, that if I could describe it, it's like that Simpsons meme.
We're bringing it back around to the Fairy House Market. The reason why we went is because we were having a car boot sale. And Darren strung out on videos on YouTube about...
Opening storage units. I'm riddled. There's something wrong with me.
Now it's storage units. But last week, it was finding old Pokemon cards at car boot sales. But he wanted me to drive to Atoy at 6:30 in the morning.
Atoy?
Yeah. 6:30 in the morning, Saturday morning, to bring him to a car boot sale.
You just never know what's out there.
About 9:00, he rolled over and goes, so obviously not going to that car boot sale.
You just have to catch some granny. No. You just have to catch some granny.
Jesus.
Get up early and catch some granny at a car boot sale with a binder. Like, give me that.
It's a very expensive hobby.
€15. How much is that, Charizard? €5. I'll give you 500.
Taking advantage of the elderly and all, yeah.
100%. 100%. Nah, I wouldn't. I'd say, here, look, yous are mad now. Come here, look at this now. This is what that's worth. I'd say, don't be doing that now. I'm just...
You wouldn't.
Don't let that happen next time.
You'd be like, get me to the car. And you'd be legging it to see what conditioning it's in.
Conditioning?
Condition.
Just to see what conditioning it's what are you doing? Just checking the conditioning of the car.
Well, you're trying to pick out something because you know that you're getting... dragged out if I take kids the fun from these children.
Bank shot. Never do that again.
Yeah, don't. It's a tour time, like.
Yeah, so storage units. They don't they have them in Ireland. But like in America you can buy a storage unit.
I'd rather not.
It goes up for auction and you can buy a storage unit. And they go from $10 to like $10,000.
Half of them that we're watching, it's like boxes of people's dirty clothes and knickers and all. It's fucking disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Wouldn't be for me anyway.
But like, there was somewhere they found like, remember someone just buying like parcels that missing? What were the parcels that were left at the depot?
I think some of them storage units are staged.
Some of them are.
They definitely are because you don't even have
a collection and they're just like putting a load of rubbish around it and then just going, oh no, what are they finding these Air Jordans that Michael Jordan wore? I'm like, no, you didn't, you had them in your wardrobe, you stupid bastard.
It's annoying, isn't it? Have you ever hidden skill?
Like nowadays?
When you were in school?
Have I ever hidden a skill in the last 5 years?
It'd be a little bit weird if you were in a skill the age you.
I go back for arts week every year.
Of course you do.
Have a chat with the fifth years. Stay on the right path, lads. It's all there for you. And all of them are just picking their nose, flicking it out the window.
Fifth years are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only missing. yeah. No, what are you saying?
Did you ever, when you were in school, like, did you ever mitch off a class and hide somewhere?
Yeah, of course.
What about where?
I used to hide in the toilet. If, like, maths was coming up or Irish or whatever, it doesn't matter what subject. And if I didn't have the homework, I would go to the toilet and stand on the toilet and close the door in the cubicle, like.
Why?
Just get away with it.
Mitching off a class, like. And you never get to see the teacher that you had?
Oh, no. Sometimes the teacher would walk in, you just, you just know it's a teacher because you can hear their boots or whatever. And what was I going to say? Yeah, it felt like a lifetime just standing on the toilet in school. Like a lifetime.
Yeah, because it's like 40 like minutes.
Felt like 5 hours though.
Yeah, but it's only like
5 minutes. Yeah, looking at like your phone and like the minutes are like hours. Like, I'm going to be caught.
Yeah.
I'm going to be
were
caught.
Were you ever caught?
Get expelled. No.
I was caught.
I was caught in the Mitch.
Were you? No, I was caught.
Three times or something.
Classes. In the bathroom.
Yeah? Were you standing on the toilet?
We were smoking out the window. We got caught.
There's mitching off class in the toilet and then there's mitching
off
class.
Yeah, but we were mitching off class and smoking in the bathroom.
Ages.
I'm in the sixth year.
Oh, well then, that's fine.
The teacher goes, yes, I caught. Yes, I caught. I was like, you didn't catch me doing that. And she wouldn't leave me. I was like, I'm after me going to the toilet. She was like, I'm after seeing you from the other side of the building. All you our hands out the window passing the smoke.
They used to just smoke in the toilets. Like, not even out the window. They were just standing in the toilets. Like.
Oh, no, you'd have to blow like out casual, the window. We'd be like that, fanning it down and everything.
There was a lane in my school. It was called the Smoker's Lane.
Yeah, we had the, what is it called? A smoker's tree or something it's called.
Tree?
Yeah, you used to smoke at the tree, but it was at the staff room. So I don't know how they got away with it.
The amount of people down that lane, just looking for ants. Never had their own. Leave his hands on that. Leave him just a small bit. Have mats in a minute. Back on me break. Like, no, get your own. But then they just square up to you and you just give them your whole packet. I was soft like that.
I never actually mitched off classes an awful lot.
I did.
There was
I used
one
to never come back after me break.
Did you not?
Used to go home at 1 o'clock.
Wasn't allowed to go home. Weren't allowed to leave school. There was one time that me and another girl were trying to get out of history and all the school was everybody was in class like, and I was running down the hall and one of the girls got to the very end of the hall and the teacher came swung open the class. I was running by the classroom now and caught me. It's like, get in here now. And I was like, oh, do you know when you don't know what to say? I was like, I'm getting keys off me, ma. That was my excuse. So, yeah. You saw it. She was like, it's the end of the day, Amy. Get into class.
And were you getting keys?
No. I'm trying to get Mitch off the class. Like. But apparently over half of workers will avoid tasks by hiding in the workplace. Some of their favourite
places. Hiding in the workplace?
Yeah, in work. Like, some of their favourite places to catch a break from work include their desks, in the toilet, cubicle or in that car.
Leanne, do you do that in here? Not once. Leanne is nodding her head in disagreement.
I've never hidden work either.
I have in the Shamrock.
Of course you have.
It used to be up the back and all the people would be looking for a point. I'd just be like, on me phone.
No, I've never hidden work.
Get it yourself.
I don't need to hide and work.
I left the tap running before on a barrel. The tap and like the beer tap.
You're brown, Ed.
I left it running and went to the toilet.
Why?
And I came down, there was fucking beer all over the place. Everywhere.
Why?
Just forgot.
Oh, I'd say you're mad. It's delighted you don't live there anymore.
Came back around to some outlet like that.
Fuck off, he wasn't that. Was he?
Yeah, Beamish.
Nah, fuck off.
Oh, no, nice point that. BAMO. Nice point of BAMO.
Stop.
Yeah. That's no, that true. Didn't happen, but I did leave the tap down.
Like, I never hid and walk. I'd float, like.
I used to play hide and seek and walk.
Who? You and who? Spoons.
No one's even going to know what that means.
Yeah, somebody that he walks with, his nickname is Spoons. And you used to play hide and seek with him.
Yeah, under the tables.
In the Shamrock, you'd be stuck to the floor if you knew down there.
Jesus, I... They have to peel it off the floor.
Literally. It's like Velcro.
Mommy go to Fishbowl in Ballymore.
Oh, God. It's even worse.
You'd be stuck to the floor in there.
I think I was in there once.
Like glue.
I was like, oh, holy, I can't. It's called the Four Heroes or the Heroes Inn or something, is it?
I was changing the name of that place.
Oh, stop.
If you walk, your runners get stuck to the floor and your feet come out your runners.
Then your socks.
Then your socks. Then your skin. Skin off your feet gets, comes off your body. Then you fall on your hands, and your hands, all the skin on your hands come off.
You're horrible.
And then your face, and then you're going around like a big Egypt. Look at him over there, he has no skin. Because he fell on the floor. What am I going to do? Do you ever see a man that drinks in here with the no skin?
He's no skin as me. Oh no, please stop.
The only bit of skin he has left is on his knees.
So when you were hiding in the Shamrock, would you hide in your own? Or would you hide with spoons?
No one's going to know what that means, like. It's like just a random nickname.
But would you hide on your own or would you hide with colleagues?
Why would I hide? Like, no.
So what? Answer the question. Like,
I used to get sent to the shopping hall for stupid shit.
Yeah, I'd say he wanted to
like
get you
banners and party poppers and all. I'd be like, yeah, no bother. Or Iceland to get goujons and all. And I'd go, yeah, no bother. And I'd just get lost.
How long would you be gone
for? Where the fuck were you? Gone about 2 hours. With me mas. And I'll just fucking chilling out.
You for real?
Yeah.
How did you even have a job?
I never went home, like.
You just said you did.
I didn't. I used to float around the village. Alright, Jimmy. Alright, Jimmy. Got your story. You're not in work? No. They sent me over to get a breadstick.
You're weird. Did you ever get caught hiding?
Will you stop asking me about hiding?
Did you get caught?
Yeah, by the person who was fucking on.
What?
The person who was on.
No one's going to understand that, Darren.
The person who was on?
What's that mean?
On, like.
What are you on about?
You're on. Like, you're on now.
Fuck off.
Do you know when hide and seek, like, when you're on?
Where'd you be hiding at home?
Well, you wouldn't hide anywhere in our house.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, right. Behind the bed.
No.
Then you go, rawr.
No, I don't.
And I go, ah, that frightening me.
I go into the bathroom.
I hide down the toilet.
You won't fit down the toilet.
Imagine hiding on your hands and knees in their apartment. It'd be all your skin to come off.
I'll kill you. Yeah, a Mormon was knocking at the door yesterday.
Nothing wrong with it.
I ran and hid underneath the counter. I was like, I'm not.
No one knocked at her door. Yeah. They didn't knock at her door.
You weren't there, were you?
What did he want?
It was me and Ella.
What did he want?
He had a pony, like a Bible thing. I don't know. I think he do try to change our religion.
He's handing out chipper leaflets.
He wasn't. They don't knock at your door.
He was handing out chipper leaflets.
No.
From McCarty's.
No.
Little dinner boxes and all on it. 2 for 2. 2 for 1, I mean, on a Wednesday.
I'd love one of them.
You thought it was a Mormon.
Yeah. Do you ever hear of opposites attract?
No.
You've never heard?
Yeah, I did.
So opposites attract and they get together and
do the business.
Yeah.
The jiggy jiggy. Do you do that? Jiggy jiggy jiggy.
Do you think we're more alike or opposites?
Alike.
No, I think we're opposite.
Oh.
We're interested in different things and all that.
Like what?
Like the way I like to eat scones with raisins and you don't.
Oh yeah, forgot about that one.
That one. What else is there? You like Pokemon, I don't.
Yeah, but that's not really... Is that like opposites?
I think it's more like if you someone
that's
wanted
just interests,
to
like
settle down and someone wanted to travel.
Yeah. Like the way I wanted to travel.
No, I wanted to travel and you said you're not allowed to leave me.
I said you're with me now, yeah?
I'll handcuff you into that radiator if you even think about leaving me.
Who said that?
You said.
No,
I said right then.
Didn't even have handcuffs.
What? Yeah, you do. You have a box of them under the bed.
With the 4 on them.
And then your long socks anywhere.
Don't even have a fucking head. Don't even have a headboard.
What?
Don't even have a headboard to use the handcuffs. Just a wall.
It's not.
The headboard.
Disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting.
Anybody that doesn't have a headboard, have
psychopaths.
Check out your life, will you?
Let me know in the comments if you have a headboard on the back of your bed. If you don't, you're a psychopath. Imagine how horrible your bed would be without a headboard.
I don't understand it. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really like Where'd you get the base?
What about the wooden ones? The wooden. We can't say them. We got a bed off there.
No, that was from a shop.
Delivered where it came in a big, huge van.
When you used to think about your future, Bern.
Why are you on about?
Did you ever think that it was going to be me? Like someone like me?
No.
Or did you think it was going to be someone better? Or like worse?
I thought it was going to be someone on my level. That was just brutal looking, like me.
You were looking for compliments. That's all you were doing. You're trying to bring it back around.
No, I'm only messing. I don't know. It's hard to tell, isn't it? Will you stop touching me, fat?
Your back is hanging out.
It's not me back. It's me arse.
Eh! God love whoever's in here after you. Fucking sitting on that. So what traits or characteristics do you look for?
What is it? What's the second one?
What's the traits and
characteristics?
What traits do you look for in a partner, Darren?
Someone that just leaves me alone.
Well, then you're fucking lucky with me.
Just someone that lets me do what I want.
You do what you want.
No, I don't, because you're always screaming at me.
Darren, you've had been screaming at me outside Zara there about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, because I said I wanted a cookie boy coffee and you're like, no, no. I was like, all right, relax then. We won't get one. It's only a fucking coffee.
Oh, calm down. Relax. Oh, what traits do I look for? Did I look for?
Don't know what.
I don't fucking know. I just got what I got.
Just ended up with this fine thing.
Yeah,
just ended up with this length thing.
Yeah, Big Brother's. I'm a celebstone.
I know.
Would you not apply for a Big Brother?
No.
Why?
Cause like.
Cause.
You don't get any money for it.
Yeah, you do.
Much.
I think you're paid like you do like all of them.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I wouldn't go on that show.
Yeah, you would.
Big Brother.
You applied for it before.
Yeah, just to see if they bit, and they did. They're like, yeah, we would love to have you on. I said, well, I don't want to be.
What,
I just wanted to see if I could get on. I'm not lying.
Why would you pretend and then want try to get on? That's just weird.
Money
why
messing.
Didn't you go?
Money messing.
Well, then why don't you apply?
I don't want to.
I'll sign you.
Do you have any listener questions?
Yeah. Do you remember that time? You signed stuff for staying in Ireland and he rang him
they
and
rang
he was
him,
like,
yeah.
What?
He's like, what do you mean?
He was with someone though.
Yeah, but he wasn't when he first applied.
No, he was with someone then by the time
he's like, this is a prank. Who's this?
I remember we were
prank.
We were filling it in. We were filling it in. He was like, yeah, I won't be paying for no dinner for nobody. And I don't remember.
Yeah, we were making it like very controversial. So they'd like ring and say, yeah, we want someone like that for the entertainment.
And I kept texting them every day going, anyone ring you today? And it was like months later. Yeah, I do have listener questions. Hi, Darren and Amy. Even though you are making them sound crap, I love Chinese so much, even when you're just slating spice bags made me hungry. My question is, what is your starter, main, course and dessert from different takeaways in Dublin? I know you're back in the gym, so consider it a cheat meal.
I'm not
See
even.
You later.
I'm Andy. Not even in the gym.
Darren pretends he's in the gym all the time. Doesn't even be. So what would you pick?
For a starter?
For your starter, main and dessert from different takeaways.
I'd have to go with a kimchi arancini.
What the fuck is that?
It is what it is. That's what I just said what it is. Do you know what that is, Leon? They're like deep fried mozzarella cheese balls with rice in them. They're gorgeous.
All right. I'd probably have...
chicken wings, actually,
brie.
You know. Buffalo wings.
No, I'd have some brie from Little Venice.
From where?
Little Venice. You have to pick the takeaway that you're getting it from. Little Venice.
Yeah, the ramen bar.
My main course would be plain cheese pizza from Slice and Naples with honey, hot honey over. But the hot honey's kind of making me feel sick the last few days.
Okay. For the main, I would go with...
Slice and Naples, sorry if I didn't mention it.
Don't know.
You don't know where you're getting it? You get a snack box from McCarrie's.
Yeah.
Then my dessert would be...
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu's fucking horrible. My dessert...
Camembert. That's cheese. That's brie. Get camembert for your dessert
you
as well.
Did.
Jam on it, isn't it? On the side.
I don't really eat dessert, so I'll probably miss that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do that. Right, yeah, I'll probably skip that one, actually. Yeah.
What's up and all? If you could swap lives with anyone in the world for one day, who would you swap with, why, and what would that day look like, Jordan?
I'd swap my life for Amy's.
Why?
And go around dancing. And everywhere I'd just be dancing on a traffic lights. Who won?
Giving it loads.
Giving it loads. Get loads of people recording on, and then you start going forward for being the dancing queen.
I'd actually probably like to swap me, if I could be anyone for one day, would be Simon Cowell.
I don't know why I was thinking that you were going to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd just love to know what he'd just be up to.
I'd say he'd like, be sitting at home with
what does his wardrobe look like? Because it's always a black top and jeans and them shoes, them sunglasses, if he's in the mood. Like, what does his day look like? Do you know what I mean?
He freezes himself.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Then he defrosts himself for yeah. American Idol.
Like, if I was Simon for a day, I'd open the wardrobe, I'd have a look in it. I'd, what else would I do? I'd probably go for swimming, my swimming pool.
I'd wear a white t-shirt.
Why white? It's always black, isn't it?
Yeah, be in the nails and everything. Be like, oh my, Simon Cowell wears a white t-shirt for the first time. Yeah. Oh my God, breaking nails. What's going on with Simon Cowell? Why is he wearing a white t-shirt? Let's deep dive into this one. So in season blah, blah, blah of American, I don't know, there'll be loads of conspiracies about it.
I think that's probably what the best thing would be to do then.
Yeah. And anyway, I'd put him in a pair of shorts.
Yeah, I'd put him in a little mankini. Like, you know, little swim togs.
Couldn't do that.
Yeah, you could.
You couldn't do that to the man.
You could. Because he probably wears them, do you know that? Unless we let you actually check his wardrobe. But I'll let you know. Anyway, next one is, what toppings do you put on your burger? Just cheese.
The law. Amy's very plain with stuff like that.
Cheese, sometimes onions.
I'd put like lettuce, onion, tomato, jalapenos, pickles, cheese, just whatever's there.
You're horrible.
All of it.
Can I get it in your mouth?
Any more?
No, that's it now for this week, guys.
Well, if you have any questions, send them into the Conways at goloudnow.com and we'll read them out for you. And on that note, I'll talk to you after, and look after one another.
Yeah, enjoy, guys. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.